welcome to Alt Universe Top 40. My name is John McMullen. For the next hour, we will listen to some records, talk about chart positions, and make some good-hearted adjustments that time and taste demand. On today's installment, we will hear the first single released by George Harrison on his own Dark Horse label and the last solo appearance by Paul McCartney on the label he helped create, Apple Records. For our little slice of heaven at number 7, we will appreciate the original Jump Blues version of a song that, within months of its release on Atlantic Records, was covered by Bill Haley and his Comets and became one of the first rock and roll records to reach the top 10 on the Billboard pop charts, actually reaching number 7. Later, at number 4, we will examine a single that utilized the same basic studio personnel as last week's Little Slice of Heaven, Veda Bell's excellent record that totally missed the top 40 in Billboard, Cashbox, and Record World. Today's recording sold far better, hitting number 1 in England. Finally, for our Hall of Perfection track, we will present the first number 1 single by the ex-Beatle who, following the breakup of the group, achieved more consecutive top 10 singles than the other 3. But first, just as we do every week, we get out of the gate with a single that at some point was perched at number 40. Some of these were on the way up, some were on the way down. Some hit number 40 for a 1 week peak and then bowed out gracefully. What kind of number 40 do we have today? Well, we begin with a single performed by a group that originally signed with Motown, but whose greatest success happened on the Atlantic label after they left Detroit and started recording in Philadelphia. This particular single was recorded at Philly's legendary Sigma Sound and featured a backing instrumental track by MFSB, who hit the top with their own release, TSOP, about a year after these sessions. Unbelievably, Atlantic Records almost made a monumental mistake by placing this soul classic on the B-side of a single called How Could I Let You Get Away? However, astute disc jockeys across the United States flipped the record over and, in the process, saved Atlantic Records from wasting a number one single. Number one that almost disappeared as a B-side to an A-side that wasn't selling, those were the Spinners, spending a week at number 40 on their way up to number 1 in Cashbox and number 3 in Billboard.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 20.
20.
We just heard The Spinners and their amazing song, I'll Be Around. Now, at number 20, we have a song called She'll Come Around by a female vocalist who grew up in Meridian, Mississippi, and who went to Mississippi State University after high school. I had never heard of her, but a friend of mine who did A&R at her record label sent a promo copy of this release to me long ago, thinking that I would like the chord changes in the song She'll Come Around. He was right. Even though I'm an Ole Miss guy, even I have to admit that this musician from Mississippi State, Kim Hill, came up with something that would sound great in the music venues on the Oxford Square and on college rock radio worldwide.
But she draws within, and she won't break, and she won't bend. She's on the grip of silence. You gotta make the sound, give a little love, she'll come around. Whoa, she built a wall of anger, but you can tear it down. With a little love, she'll come around. Of the strong pretenders, if you let it down. Could be she's been haunted by the ghost of the hearts unwanted. The past is a shadow she's tried to lose. A bright light is what she could use. She's on a grip of silence. We gotta make the sound.
A song that, at the very least, should have reached number 20. That was Meridian, Mississippi native Kim Hill with She'll Come Around, an album track mixed by Jeff Balding and Patrick Kelly.
This one went to 11.
My name is John McMullen, and this is Alt Universe Top 40. Now at number 11, we have a selection from an album that actually reached number 11 on the Billboard Top 200 album chart. The initial single issued from that album was the first release by George Harrison on his own label, Dark Horse Records. It is also significant because it may be the only chart single in history that exists simply because of legal action associated with another song, George's first number one song, My Sweet Lord. In the months leading up to the release of this song, a court in New York determined that George had unconsciously plagiarized the song He's So Fine, a 1963 hit by the Chiffons, whose publishing was owned by Bright Tunes Incorporated. First generation Saturday Night Live viewers will recall a clever video shown in November 1976 that featured George in a courtroom along with his friends Jim Keltner and Ronnie Wood of the Rolling Stones making guest appearances. The actual players on the song were George on guitars and tambourine, Tom Scott on saxophones, Alvin Taylor on drums, Willie Weeks on bass, and Billy Preston on piano and organ. Eric Idle from Monty Python provided the clownish voice heard immediately before the instrumental break, stating sarcastically that this song, quote, could be Sugar Pie Honey Bunch, no, sounds more like Rescue Me, close quote. This song by George Harrison, who was venting his frustrations at music publishing house Bright Tunes, Inc. by claiming that, quote, this song has nothing bright about it, close quote. While the album 33 and a Third reached number 11 back in 1976, the single peaked at number 25 on the Billboard charts and number 28 on the Cashbox survey. At number 10, we have a song that charted in Billboard, Cashbox, and Record World in the mid-20 range, We believe that it should have actually been a top 10 single based upon consistent FM airplay that it received on album-oriented rock stations such as KY102 in Kansas City, KLAZ in Little Rock, and WZXR in Memphis. The song itself basically describes the definition of the name of the band that recorded it, Kansas. The song's title, People of the South Wind, is what the original word Kansa meant to the Sioux tribe from whom the word was derived.
There are some who can still remember all the things that we used to do, but the days of our youth were numbered, and the ones who survived are few. Oh, I can still see the smiling faces when the times were so good. All in the old familiar places, I'd go back if I could.
Single that reached number 23 in Billboard but should have made it up to number 10. That was Kansas from their platinum album Monolith and People of the South Wind.
Number nine.
At number nine, we have the last solo appearance by Paul McCartney on the Apple label. Shortly after this single was recorded at Sound Shop Studios in Nashville, the documents that executed the technical dissolution of the Beatles partnership were signed. Paul then immediately entered into a new solo deal with Capitol Records, who released his next album, Venus and Mars. But before that album on Capitol came out, he appeared on Apple Records one last time with Wings.
You should have seen me with a poker man. I had a honey and a pair of grand. Just in a nick of time, I looked at his hand. I was talking to an Eskimo. Said he was open door for snow. Went up off the sea line, ready to go. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Down.
Paul and Linda McCartney, produced by Paul McCartney and engineered by Ernie Winfrey in Nashville. That was Paul McCartney and Wings with Junior's Farm, stopping off at number 9 on its way up to peaks of number 3 in Billboard, number 4 in Cashbox, and number 5 in Record World.
Universe Top 40!
Should have reached number 8.
Now we are up to a song that is both modern and great and should have reached number 8. It is by the alternative rock act from Brooklyn, the Essex Green, a band that evolved from the indie group Guppy Boy. When the Essex Green began playing club shows in 1997, they released a 7-inch vinyl single in a joint project with another band, with one band on one side and the other on the flip. That led to a full album being released in 1999 on the Kindercore label. By 2006, Merge Records released their album Cannibal Sea and achieved underground radio play on the track Don't Know Why You Stay.
Stepping along the hum of the sidewalk, a marionette, a slave. Your legs are wooden, tied to the city, who has final say? It's hard to hug the girders, my brother. It's hard to swing and waltz with your tempo one beat less than the others, or three times more at fault. I don't know why, don't know why, don't know why you stay. Yeah, I don't know why, don't know why, don't know why you stay. If your silver wing stuck on horizons, catch it when it goes.
And great and should have reached number 8. That was the Brooklyn-based rock act, the Essex Green, and Don't Know Why You Stay.
All Universe Top 40.
Now we are up to our little slice of heaven at number 7. It is the original recording of a jump blues song that was quickly covered by one of the world's first rock and roll bands, becoming a top 10 pop hit in the process. Big Joe Turner was born on May 18, 1911 in Kansas City, Missouri. When he was 4 years old, his father was killed in a train accident. Growing up, Joe sang in church and made money singing on street corners. At 14, he became a professional musician, playing in such Kansas City nightclubs as the Kingfish Club and the Sunset. In those clubs, Joe and pianist Pete Johnson became the house acts. In 1951, after performing as a replacement vocalist with the Count Basie Orchestra at Harlem's Apollo Theater, Joe was recruited by Ahmet and Nisui Erdogan for their new label, Atlantic Records. Some of his songs were so risque that radio stations refused to play them, but many hit the top 10 on the rhythm and blues charts anyway because they received much play on jukeboxes. In 1954, Joe recorded Shake, Rattle, and Roll, which hit number one on the rhythm and blues charts and made it up to number 22 on the Billboard Pop Survey. Although a cover version of the song by Bill Haley and his Comets, without some of the original risque lyrics, reached number 7 on the pop charts and sold far better than Joe's, many fans of the Bill Haley record sought out Big Joe's version and were introduced to rhythm and blues in the process. When Joe and Bill toured Australia together in 1957, they became good friends. As rock and roll became more popular, Big Joe returned to the jump blues style that had formed the structure of the new music. He headlined clubs and maintained a legendary stage presence, but on the national level, his music began to pass him by. In the late 60s, when things weren't going so well, old friend Bill Haley provided a helping hand, arranging and covering costs for musicians, including members of the Comets, to play on Big Joe's recording sessions. In 1983, Big Joe Turner was inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame. 2 years later, he died of heart failure at the age of 74. In 1987, he was posthumously inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Our little slice of heaven today belongs to Big Joe Turner and his original version of that all-time classic, Shake, Rattle, and Roll.
Get out of that bed, wash your face and hands. Pots and pans. Well, you wear old dresses, the sun comes shining through. Well, you wear old dresses, the sun comes shining through. I can't believe that all of this belongs to you. I believe to the soul you never let out.
Slice of Heaven at number 7, that was Big Joe Turner and his number 1 R&B hit on Atlantic Records that reached number 22 on the pop charts, Shake, Rattle, and Roll. Since our last broadcast, we have received messages from all around the world. Gigi from Milan states that he heard our 7440 kHz broadcast on his Sony ICF2001D with a 10-meter long wire. He reports a fair signal, a clear channel, moderate to severe noise, with 35333 to 35232. He hopes the report is of use to us. Well, Gigi, it most certainly is. We thank you so much for listening and for taking the time to send us a brief hello from Milan. We send our best greetings in return from the United States. Jan from Slovenia says hello and hopes to receive a QSL card either by mail or digitally from us soon. Jan, we very much appreciate your greeting and message. I am starting to get caught up from my broken elbow and am only now able to type again with both hands. So my adjusted goal is to get digital QSLs emailed out around the end of the year. Thanks so much. Krimmer from Estonia sent us a message on Mixcloud. He says, hey, and thanks for the show. Well, Krimmer, we are happy you have reached out to us, and we hope your world is full of the music you love. Can you hear us? If you can, please send your questions, comments, and reception reports to us in an email addressed to john@altuniverse.40.com. We would love to hear from you.
This is Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 6.
Now we are up to our bonus hit at number 6, awarded to an act that has placed at least 6 albums into the top 40 of the album charts. This amazing former member of Procol Harum has certainly done that. Several months ago, we played the track Caroline by extraordinary British guitarist Robin Trower. That one certainly should have been a top 10 hit with its perfect chord changes and amazing guitar tone. In fact, just thinking about the solo in that song is tempting me to play it all over again right now. But instead, we will play another track from Trower, one that received lots of FM airplay, but, like Caroline, was never actually released as a single.
Love won't wait forever.
Take What You Need. That was the amazing Robin Trower with Love Won't Wait Forever, a classic FM rock song that should have made it up to number 6 on the singles chart.
Number 5.
My name is John McMullen, and this is Alt Universe Top 40. Now we are up to number 5, and here we are with another song that sounds absolutely nothing like the act to whom it is credited. In this instance, it is doubtful that anyone, other than someone who actually owns the album that contains this track, would ever guess who it is. But here are two hints. First, it was engineered by an individual that we have discussed many times on this show. Second hint, this recording is credited to an album-oriented rock act that we have previously played. Give it a listen and see if you have any idea who released this track. Guess it? If not, your time is up. At number 5, from the album Ready as Hell, that was Black Oak, Arkansas, with the track Denouncement, written and played by keyboardist Billy Batt. Sounding nothing like anything else ever cut by Black Oak, Arkansas, it was recorded in Memphis and engineered by the ever-present Jack Holder. Jack played it for me many years ago and laughed as I made numerous incorrect guesses before I finally gave up.
Alt-Universe Top 40.
Number 4.
Now we are up to number 4, which means that we are going to play a song that did considerably better in England than it did in the United States. And while this one did very well in the United States by reaching number 5 in both Billboard and Cashbox, it did considerably better in England by going all the way to number 1. And playing on the record is the same basic backing band as the one we heard last week playing on Veda Bell's amazing single that never made the top 40, I'm a Fool for You.
Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run? Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done? Well, I dated your big sister and I took her to a show. I went for some candy, along came Jim Dandy and they snuck right out the door. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you?
Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Every time I see your sister, well, she's got somebody new. She's mean and she's evil like that little old boy evil. Guess I'll try my luck with you. Little sister, don't you. Little sister, don't you. Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Well, I used to pull your pigtails and pinch your turned up nose, but you've been a-growing and baby it's been showing from your head down to your toes. Little sister, don't you. Little sister, don't you. Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Sister, don't you do what.
With a rocking track recorded at RCA's Studio B in Nashville and a group consisting of Scotty Moore, Hank Garland, DJ Fontana, Buddy Harmon, Bob Moore, Floyd Kramer, and the Jordanaires, that was Elvis Presley and Little Sister.
Making changes that time and taste demand. This is Alt Universe Top 40.
Number three.
Now we are up to our three from way downtown, and today we're talking about downtown Carteret, New Jersey, hometown of the four-man rock act, the Smithereens. The Smithereens were made up of Pat Denizio, Jim Babjek, Mike Massaros, and Dennis Dykin. Before being signed to Capitol Records, they developed a following in the clubs of New Jersey and New York. Specifically, they became critics' darlings based on their shows at a club very near and dear to my heart, Kenny's Castaways in Greenwich Village. Signed first to Enigma Records, a small label that worked out distribution with the Capitol label, the Smithereens played straight-ahead rock that recalled the harmony of the great 60s bands while featuring lyrics that were often edgier, close to punk. From their first album, which was produced by Don Dixon, here is a song that never made the Billboard or Cashbox Top 40, but should have reached number 3, Behind the Wall of Sleep.
Now I lie in bed and
Like Jeannie Shrimpton back in 1965. She had legs that never ended. I was halfway paralyzed. Wow. Featuring lead vocals and stunning lyrics of the late, great Pat Denisio, those were the Smithereens and Behind the Wall of Smoke.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 2.
Now we are up to number 2, which means that we're going to play a song that we think should have reached number 1. It is a popular track from a number 1 album by yet another ex-Beatle. In fact, the music of this song was composed while its writer was still in the Beatles, and it certainly sounds like a Beatles song, with parts very reminiscent of the Sgt. Pepper closing track, A Day in the Life. The song itself was one of the many songs that originated in Rishikesh, India, intended for the Beatles' White Album. In its early form, with its first set of lyrics, it was called Child of Nature. But, for some reason, possibly the Paul McCartney song Mother Nature's Son, the song was never finalized for the White Album. 3 years later, the lyrics were completely rewritten and the song was properly recorded. On drums, John Lennon used the same guy that played the part of the judge in the George Harrison Saturday Night Live video we discussed a few songs back, Jim Keltner. Klaus Voormann played bass. Keyboards were covered by Nicky Hopkins. Badfinger's Joey Molland and Tom Evans strummed acoustic guitars, and Mike Pinder of the Moody Blues played tambourine. From the number one album, Imagine, here is John Lennon with a song that should have been a number one single, Jealous Guy.
I was dreaming of the past, and my heart was beating fast. I began to lose control.
I was shivering inside.
with a song that actually went to number one in England when it was covered by Roxy Music. That was John Lennon and Jealous Guy, a recording that Apple certainly should have released as a single. Now we are up to our Hall of Perfection track at number one, and it continues our look at the music of the ex-Beatles. It just so happens to be the first of two number one songs in a row by this ex-Beatle, the only one of the four to hit number one with two consecutive singles on the Billboard Hot 100. In addition, this ex-Beatle is the one who, of the four, had the most consecutive top 10 singles. He had seven. By comparison, George had two, John had four, and Paul had six. That leaves, possibly as a surprise, Ringo, who had seven top 10 singles in a row between 1971 and 1975. In addition to Ringo handling one of the two drum parts himself, the personnel on this Ringo classic included some of the same Beatle friends who played on John's Jealous Guy. Specifically, Jim Keltner on the other drum part, Nicky Hopkins on piano, and Klaus Voormann on bass. On acoustic guitars, George Harrison, Jimmy Calvert, and Vinnie Poncia. Extra percussion was played by Lon and Derek Van Eaton. And Jack Nitzsche scored one of the greatest string and choral arrangements ever recorded onto a rock record.
Every time I see your face, it reminds me of the places we used to go.
with the first of his two consecutive number one singles, both of which came from his number one album, Ringo. That was the ex-Beatle with the most consecutive top 10 hits, Ringo Starr and Photograph, produced by Richard Perry. Well, that's all we have for today. Please be sure to join us next week for another installment of Alt Universe Top 40. In the meantime, to check out our older episodes, simply download the Mixcloud app and follow Alt Universe Top 40. Also, you can follow the links on our website at www.altuniversetop40.com. As we mentioned before, we would love to hear from you. Please send your questions, comments, or reception reports to us in an email addressed to john@altuniversetop40.com. For our website and email addresses, those are all lowercase and 40 is a number. Until we meet again, keep making those good-hearted changes that time and taste demand, and keep on smiling through the static.